Hello.
Hey, Matthew. John with Local Splash. How are you, sir?
I'm all right.
All right. Good to be here.
So I figured out who the other people were I was trying to talk to.
Okay.
Town Square. Just one of them.
Okay. I heard of them. Okay.
And he never called back.
Really?
Which is odd, because he was so good about trying to stick with me. I was like, what the hell?
Okay.
And the other one is, I told you it was a smaller company, I couldn't think of who it was, but it's Ollie Ollie.
That one I have not heard of.
Yeah. Okay. He actually had quite the presentation. I think I probably am going to stick with him first.
Really? I'm impressed. Okay. Why is that?
Yeah, he had a pretty good presentation from, instead of using the templates for the websites and I don't know all of the technicals, but I kind of get the gist of it. Mm-hmm. To the way Google searches everything is through your wording and,
mm-hmm.
and your description and all that. And, he says, this is something that I don't know. It's a website built straight from foundation, no templates, and then fill in the blanks.
Mm-hmm.
And he is, I don't remember exactly how he said they do the wording, but instead of just using bulk wording that you download, they have a different way of choosing their words.
Careful with that. Yeah. So here, a couple of things here, Matthew. For one, I mean, we have templates available for you to use, but again, we build it ground up for you. That's why our technician team gets introduced to you, like as planned, right? And they'll make that they'll accommodate things that you want to adjust from there as well, too. But we don't want to just build a regular website. Like, that defeats everything, because we need to make sure it's tailored to you. If not, then taking my advice on this one, but if it's not, it is just a regular website, then you're going to get calls that are just not the right customers you want to spend your time with, right? So that is something we can do as well. But as far as your keyword search, we have algorithms that everyone will use the same, where they have to have the right algorithms and find the right keywords to use in your area. We base it not just on keywords, but also the phrases with that. So that way your customers, whatever they're searching and wherever they're searching on there, they see your business pop up. Okay. So right. Very important of where you target it, not just the keywords in general, right?
Well, I use keywords, but I'm sure he did. He said basically the same thing.
Okay, right.
He is the smaller business. I do feel like smaller businesses can focus a little bit better on you. I don't know that, because who's to say you don't have three times the staff for three times the business?
Let me look these guys up, because I haven't even heard of them. You said Ollie Ollie?
Yeah, it's Ollie Ollie. They're out of North Carolina. So maybe it was Charlotte.
Okay, let me take a look at this right now. Ollie, Olly or Olie? Do you know?
With the Y.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Internet marketing firm. Let's take a look at these guys. Local SEO, web design. Ooh, okay. So that's the first thing I noticed already. Okay, hold up 1 second. Okay, so they're also... Are they going to be doing the social media for you as well on top of that?
They are including the social media, yes.
Okay, good. So one thing I did notice is they stick with only getting the small business, right? So you're looking to target mostly commercial work and small residential, correct?
Yes, I would do both. Yes, for sure.
Right. So with their company, it says in right here for small business. So it's not going to be, if you ask me, I mean, you might get only specific types of businesses that can reach out, not all. Let me make sure. Because that's the first thing I noticed on there.
I don't see how they can stop big business as well.
Well, what that means is, I mean, that's verbiage, right? I mean, like, okay, yeah, we'll get small business or large business, but at the end of the day, it's commercial work, right? So we want to make sure we're hitting the right areas and verbing it correctly to gather mostly for the commercial work, not just residential then.
Right. So you tend to make more money with residential, though.
That part, my hands are full. I don't know. I mean, you know that better than I do on that part. But at the same time,
sure.
It's like, you know, we want to make sure we're not missing opportunities either. You know what I mean? So I feel like commercial work can be a lot more of a headache too, but
it's a little steadier quite often.
Right. Right. So let me ask you this. I mean, obviously, you know, last time we spoke yesterday was pretty gung-ho, right? Was it more of the pricing as well, or because it seems like
the pricing is so similar. He's got a little thing that he does with his that shows you how they build their sites and how they build their reputation. I know you've got the fail checks, safe checks. I mean, for me to be able to pick out direct comparisons. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult, and rest assured, I am going through this just wondering how am I really basing this on. Our conversations have been great. He was able to actually show me what I'm going to be looking at as this progresses. And the smaller business left me with a better feeling. I just don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how to describe that.
Okay, let me check one last thing that's most important. I'm looking in on Google to see what kind of partnership that they have with Google themselves too.
You know, I specifically asked him about that too. You had sent me that link on the certificate there, but I don't, and his response was kind of similar to what I would believe. He says, mm-hmm. what difference could that possibly make? Google works with everybody.
No, they don't. No. So that's a difference. That's a huge difference. And here's the weird part. So I'll touch base in just a second, but I'm typing in right on Google, is Olly Olly North Carolina, okay? Because there is other Olly Ollies out there apparently,
yep.
A premier Google channel partner. And it's not listing them.
Right.
At all. So, okay, the difference of being part of a partnership with Google or not is a huge factor. Because let's say you have a new phone number you need to change, or you needed to add a picture and you had some issues with it going on with your Google listing. Well, not being a partner with Google makes a huge difference because it takes forever to even try to get a hold of somebody through Google. You know, it's the same thing, right? Comparison to talking to somebody that's already partnerships with them that they constantly stay in touch with, that's a big difference. That's why we're able to get things done so quickly. And that's why we have our averages from all the companies that we're currently working with today. So that is a huge factor when it comes to that. I mean, as far as pricing everything, like if your price you're looking for, I'm telling you right now, we're not the cheapest around. I won't argue with that. But when it comes to premier status for agencies like that, they reserve 3% of all Google ad users just for, I'm reading right from Google on here, who are premier Google partners, right? And if you look it up yourself, it's to get qualified. Your requirements are certifications and everything that goes directly through Google. So our team, everyone that you'll be working with are all certified. That's why I sent that over to you, because that's very important of when choosing who you want to work with to do your SEO.
Okay.
Hands down. I'm sorry. I don't care what anyone says on that. So if you're able to get up there on a first page and things like that with another company, great. But again, if anything comes to change that you need modifications or do anything of that nature and they have some kind of odd issue, or, I don't know, change a phone number or add a picture, like I said, and something simplistic like that, they're going to have the same type of issue and time-consuming product that you would have if you did it on your own. So, yeah, they know what they're doing, but that time consumption is unreal sometimes. I'll put it this way. I had a friend of mine who finally got contacted back by Google just to try it on his own with his business, and it literally took 6 months for him to get a hold of somebody. I was counting down on it. Yeah, it was crazy. Now, of course, it may be different for other things, but he literally took 6 months.
Right.
So I would hate for, let's say, something major where it's like, okay, I got flagged for something odd reason, maybe a phone number is to another company or whatever the case may be, right? And what can happen is, I know this won't happen, but I'm just giving you a scenario of a bad place you could be in without having a partnership through Google as a premier partner. If they flag you and they get you suspended, getting back up, they're having the same type of trouble trying to get you back up in there if they were to do that. Do you see what I'm saying? So
having
premier partners make a difference with that, big time.
All right. Well, it is a rough decision.
Here. And then Matt, you're not registered yet, correct? Through Google?
No, not yet.
There you go. Okay. So did they give you a time frame of when they can get you up there?
He gave me a time frame that looked particularly good on the website and to be able to get in contact. I've had everybody says Google sends you a postcard, you got to fill it out and send it back.
Yeah. Sure.
And that's all on Google. So I
right.
And it's dependent on how fast they move.
Yes and
so,
no.
And he said that could be a three or 4 weeks.
Whoa.
As far as they're moving.
Okay,
so
no. All right, sir. So I'm sorry for that. So that's a long time. So what we do is, let's say you join a family here today, right? I would send you an email. Actually, I think I even did this last time. I'm not too sure, but I send you a way, because we're premier partners, we know exactly what they're looking for to expedite that process. So that way you're not waiting forever to get approved, because that's time wasted, time and money taken off from you, right? So that's why we look out for the customers to make sure it's efficient and easy and in a timely manner. Sometimes Google will ask for specific things like a video or a picture of your tools or the vehicle you drive to take to go to these jobs, things like that. We understand that, and we send you an email upon signing up with us, the specific things that needs to be done. If that's the case, at least we're two steps ahead already, where you're like, okay, I know exactly what I need to do. I'll send it right over, and then boom. See what I mean?
Right.
That's the difference between having a premier partner and not. They're waiting just on Google. Yeah, Google has all the, you know, it's in their hands, but at the same time, we know exactly what they're looking for to get it approved.
Right. Well, I just don't know how I want to proceed there. I pretty much told him I would go that route, but I told him that I was expecting the call back from you.
Mm-hmm. Let's put it this way, Matthew. I know a decision is yours. I'm not going to push any further from this, but why I'm going to say this is having a premier partner is a big factor on that. If I saw that they're a premier partner or I heard of them before and I'm like, okay, yep, credible company, but I wouldn't even say anything about this, but this is actually a big factor for you. And I hope you take my word for that one, honestly.
I listen. My biggest problem is I have no experience. It is a conflict to me. Just by the conversation that we've had and the conversation that I had with him. The fellow's name is Noah. Well, the only thing I can say is I told him I would give that a shot. And I told you I was pretty sure I was going to be you too.
Right.
I know. That's the problem.
All right. Hands down, no matter what, we both agree you need the help. You definitely can use the help. And we both can agree. All three of us can all agree, including Ollie over there. Noah, you said? Can all agree that the SEO is a hands down best way for you to go, right? Now,
that's what he's got listed, yes.
Yep. This is the thing though. The process to making that happen is a process itself. Having a team, the right team that you choose will make a huge factor in the changes and the actual results as well. So we have that proven track record through plenty of companies. Now, if you're mentioning about having a smaller company that will spend more time with you on, Matthew, remember, we're exclusively working with you. I'm talking with you today because I gave you my word. I will hold this position for you. So within your 50-mile radius, we're not going to work with anyone else that does what you do. Period.
Right.
Strict policy, we're not allowed to do that. Yeah. So that you get those
times. He did offer that same guarantee as well, of course.
Right. I guess what I'm trying to say is, regardless of the size of the company between us and them, I don't know. Honestly, I'm assuming we're bigger just because I have never even heard of these guys. We're partners with Google, right? But other than that fact right there, we'll still be giving you that same attention. If anything, I don't know if I read this to you before, but I'm going to read it to you now. This is verbatim, okay? When you decide to join our family, you will hear me say this again. And this is part of the voice recording, okay? When you sign up, God bless you. It says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. We actually put that in there because we know that the best results come from communication, and we're only communicating with you.
Yes. Yes, and I do believe you had stated that.
Yeah.
I can't walk there. I am tempted to let him try it. I'm tempted to let him try it. I mean, if I don't see some sort of results in how long would you estimate for me to see my listing and my stuff up?
Okay, so I'm glad you brought this up. So being a premier partner with Google, guarantee you right now, they're going to have a whole nother answer for you. But I'm going to go over all the breakdown of everything we'll do for you, okay? So very first thing, in first 5 to 7 days, your tracking system and all of your directories are already done, completed and submitted. That's a fast move with that. Okay. That's during also the time of getting you your Google Business Profile up and running. Now, also, your webpage, Facebook ads, target marketing, all that gets done in the first 7 to 14 days. Now, again, this is averages. I know for a fact we can really help you out and move quickly with this as long as you know what you want, right? Being on the first page of Google and consistently staying there, comparison to other companies, you'll hear 6 months, 9 months out. Seriously, I'm not lying. With us, it's 30 to 45 days is our average for customers that don't have any web presence at all.
Okay.
That's how fast we
move. Well, I'll tell you what. I have I've got a tight schedule. I think the next time I may talk to him is Monday, and I'm supposed to be, have an answer. Let me write some of that down. Do you mind rolling through that one more time?
Yes, sir.
Because my brain don't work that good.
All right, let me know when you're ready.
All right, so you're expecting what?
Okay, so I'm going to work backwards, okay? Everything, all said and done, within the first 30 to 45 days is our average. Getting on the first page of Google and consistently staying there. And if he calls bluff on that, tell him it's because we're a premier partner with Google. That's the advantage of that.
All right.
Next thing is your website, Facebook business page, Facebook ads, target marketing.
All right. So I'm trying to remember what he said. I don't think he does. He makes posts that spreads my business around. Are you talking about, does Facebook have an actual business page where people just look up what they want, if they want a dumpster?
Yeah.
That's what you were talking about.
Right. So we'll develop your own Facebook business page, right? Let's say Anderson Roloff, LLC.
Yep.
So when customers look up, let's say a service in your area, and they're not even on Facebook. Let's say they're on Google and they say it. They're like, oh, man, I love this guy, but I just don't need him right now. If they go on their Facebook after that, we use target marketing ads to automatically pop up on their feed with the click to call you directly. It will remind them every time. Say, hey, you were looking for these services. Give Matthew a call.
Yep, calls
you directly.
He did have something like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
His stuff again. I don't know how to get back into that. I don't think I can. I think he had that through his presentation.
I'm on his website right now reading about the social media, what they do here. So just in case, too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you might be able to find something faster than me.
No, yeah, they just develop social media. So hold on, let me dive in a little deeper here. Yeah, so again, so the difference between what we do on and what they do on there is they just target specific areas to show that.
Well,
the place in place, a plan in place.
Can you hire two companies to do this and choose the one that you like the best?
You could, but not with us. Honestly, and I'm going to give you my opinion too, it will mess everything up. If you were to do that with somebody else as well too, I think it won't benefit you. It'll hurt you, if anything. That's what I believe. But yeah, with our company, we don't do that. Yeah.
Should I decide in a month's time that I'm not liking what I see? Can you take over from there?
Well, we would.
Or start it from there.
We would if we had that position available. So let's put it this way. I hold this one for you, okay, Matthew? So, and I I'm not lying about this stuff. So if we don't decide to do this today, then I already know it's out of my hands. It's out of my control. I can't promise anything further from that, you know? So it's either,
right.
And I didn't push 3-4 because this is as far as I can go. That's why. But today is that day where I can say, okay, you know, we can get this thing going for you. We can get everything running. And I keep to all my promises. You have the position as secured as yours, right? But if we don't, even I might tell you right now for sure, within a month's time, that position in your area will be closed out. I know that. Because they have a team that just calls out whoever has a good reputation and is not on that first page. We'll work with that company to keep them there as well. And once we do that, because we're exclusive, we close it out until they actually drop off or something happens where they're no longer with our company on it.
Right.
But that's why. And I know you know I'm being honest with you because, you know, last time we spoke, I'm not that pushy guy. So, yeah.
I do believe that. I wonder if I can stop what I've already started. Is there anything else that worries you about this company as you're looking
no.
at it?
No. Not that I'm showing on here. I mean, they seem great. Don't get me wrong, you know, but having a premier partner really does make a big difference for everyone. And these are reasonings here. The exclusivity is one. I'm not sure if they have exclusivity for you, and if they can prove that themselves too. But the biggest thing I'm noticing here is that they're not a premier partner with Google. And that does, let's put it this way. If it didn't make any sense of a difference on there, then why is Google doing it? Why do they have different tiers of that partnership for one?
Well, right. I don't know.
Well, this is your reasoning right here. Time is money. And that's a big factor. So,
right.
Yeah. And then two, it's all connected through social media and everything like that as well too. Maybe they don't have a full description of their social media on here, but from what I read, they develop your social media in specific areas to hit, but they're not linked to say, oh, right. Yeah. If I'm looking on Google and not even knowing your business name, and then from there I go on my Facebook, then your ads pop up on their feed. I don't see anything of that nature like that. I don't see target marketing ads. Yeah.
I'm not sure if that was what it was. It was, he called it something else. But I do believe it was an add-on that I didn't even agree to at this point. And if you've already got it in play.
Yep. And that's included in your package. So you're not spending additional. Remember, I told you that too. Other companies, they pay extra for clicks for those ads.
This is already included.
Exactly. Yep. So out of your $249 month to month that you're paying, $100 of those dollars already is going to be secluded for your Facebook ads, and that's more than enough. So.
Can I call you back in just a few minutes?
100%. You can.
Call me. All right.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to get stuff figured out.
I know.
I've pretty well agreed to him. I wonder if I can just cancel it and even if I'm out money, I don't care about that. I just don't know. And I'd like to hear his opinion one more time about how important that premiere is. I'd like to hear what his real time schedule is for full up and running.
Yeah.
One more time.
Yeah. And if anything, calls bluff too. I mean, I have proof of all of the customers that I'm currently working with myself, through Local Slasher I don't want to promise you this though, Matthew, because I know a lot of customers that I've worked with in the past, like I follow up on that. And they get up. I've seen some of them come up there in 7 days, sometimes in 2 weeks. Like, I just don't want to tell you that's what's going to happen for you. I want to rather give you an honest answer saying this is our average here. Could it happen sooner? Great. If it doesn't, at least you're hitting that average time marker where you're still getting those results. And it's way better than, you know, 6 months. So
the other thing that was most convincing, he did actually pull up, I guess he has, somehow he's got your customers that have gone through Local Splash, and he can pull up their websites. And fact of the matter is most of those did look like the same website with a different picture and a different name. And as he pulled up a few of his, And they were all together different. They were, they seemed a bit more eye-catching and whatnot. I would like to be standing out in a crowd.
That's okay. Certainly. That's something we can do. But you gotta remember, customers from us over here, I mean, I can give you ones, but they're way different. But at the end of the day, it's what the customers want. You know, some of them like that. Some of them like that platform. Some of them like the way it looks this way because it's working for others, things like that. If you want to stand out, our team is ready to go ahead and make that happen. If anything, you're giving them more work that they're excited for. So that's why I'm not worried about that part. But if you are saying that's a big factor for you, then I will make sure to have our team introduce them, to let them know and leave notes for them. And when I talk to them about it, I'll let them know that I say, hey, listen, our guy here really wants to make sure he stands out definitely with this website. So
I even went back to that link that you sent me, and I looked at the templates that you had on your website, and I was like, well, goddamn, they all look the same there, too. I was like,
right.
Well, damn it.
Yeah. That's okay. Yeah, I mean, completely how you want to set it. I've had one that I can come off the top of my head. I believe he was in Hawaii. Don't get me wrong. I could be in Oklahoma, if anything. I don't know. I just know it's either one. But I do remember him being very adamant about his website. And actually, hold up. I believe I talked to him today, actually. He was so pumped about his website. Hold on, David. So sorry, hold on. I want to make sure if I have him here. Oh yeah, there we go. So he was here. Let me see if I can pull up his website. I'm so sorry. If you don't mind, give me 2 seconds here.
No, that's okay. I'd like to see something that's different and the exciting, new.
Sure. All right. So I'm
sure he picked all your worst examples and all of his best, because that's how sales is.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I'm like, you know, everyone's different, though. You know what I mean? So, but this is what he wanted, and I'm just pulling up to see if I can do this here. Hold on. No, that's different, David. I swear, I just talked to him today, so give me 2 seconds. I know I can pull this up.
That's all right.
Okay, there we go. Okay, so he does pest management, okay? Pest control, things like that.
All right.
Let me see if I can pull this up. I just talked to him today. He was pumped about what we did for his website. In the works, but he did it. He said that I remember he went specifically one way he wanted it. I'm going to send you. To be honest, it's not my one I would present to a customer to say, hey, this is the best website we could do. But, you know, hey, this is what he wanted. I'm going to send it through a text for you, okay?
All right.
Oh, shoot. Okay. I popped it open myself here.
And these are all multi-page websites and...
Yeah. He didn't want extravagant, though. He just wanted specifically this thing. I don't know.
All right.
To me, it looks basic, but from the slides coming in when you're scrolling down, I guess that's what he really wanted to do, and then have different things within pictures. So if you clicked on, like, a bed bug exterminator or something, it will bring you somewhere else to a different page and talk more about it. Yeah.
Okay. Should I start falling off of the top page off the first page. What can we do to fix that? What is your normal fix for that? How do you get to, you got to change the wording or something, I'm assuming.
It's two things. I mean, our traffic that we're going to develop for you is using the keywords, target marketing in your areas, and using it. I'm telling you, this Facebook does magic when you do target marketing. It makes that much of a difference. But we also do the voice Alexa, so there's many different avenues for the customers to possibly be searching for you. That's going to develop more traffic as well. The combination between that and your reviews from your work, that's important. And I believe we spoke about that by putting that on your website to kill two birds with one stone, where we make sure it's convenient and easy for the customers to write a review through your website to hit onto Google as well.
Okay.
So that's going to help your ranking a lot.
I've always had good reviews, but it's hard for me to get reviews. Out of 50 jobs, I might get 4 people that actually will come back and write a review for me.
Hey, listen, just with that alone comes a long way. It really does.
When people get a dumpster, they get their job done, and then they're done worrying about that. They don't tend to spend much time going back to say, hey, thanks.
Right. And if you do a bad job, though, that spreads like a wildfire, you know?
Right.
So I get that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I never got anything bad. I've always had good.
Nice. There you go.
Let me see if I can get him to answer his phone one more time here.
Give him a call, if that's the case. I will wait for, again, I have to have some kind of decision today here for you, just for my sake to make sure I can keep my promises. That's more of what I'm more worried about, to be honest. So, all right, Matthew. I'll check back in with me as soon as you hear a word, or if you don't, and, you know, we can go ahead and take it from there. Is that all right with you?
All right, that sounds good. I'll talk to you here very shortly.
All right, sounds good. Talk to you then.
All right, see ya.